The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Reish Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Bava Kama in today's daf, Tezvav and Aleph, states the following memra. The Gemara says, "Debei Rabbi Elazar Tano, ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem." These are the laws that you shall place in front of them. Hishve akosev isho le'ish l'chol dinim sheva Torah. The Torah, by being very general in this pasuk and not specifying if we're talking about male or female, the Gemara deduces that when in regards to mishpatim, in regards to dinim, isha and ish are equal in regards to all dinim in the Torah. Tosfos over here in Bava Kama and in Perek Bo Simen and Daf in Nido, in the Seches Nido Daf Nun Amar Aleph, asks the following question. Tosfos says, Teima halafneim la'ayri ela b'ksheyum lodum. This pasuk of Eila Meshpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem is referring to people adhering to the laws, and it is likewise referring to the Dayanim themselves. How can the Gemara here say, as a Dover Poshut, that both man and woman are alike in referring to people adhering to the laws, if the same pasuk also refers to the Dayanim themselves, Asher Tosim Lefneihem, that the Dayanim themselves should monitor and adjudicate the Dinei Torah? Tosfos asks, the Gemara in Perek Bo Simen in Maseches Nida on the Mem Tes Amud Beis on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following statement: Kol HaKosher Lodun Kosher Lehei. Anybody who is able and is kosher, acceptable to be a witness, to be an aid, is also acceptable to be a dayan, and vice versa. Anybody who is not acceptable, who is possible to be a witness, is also possible to be a dayan. And we know the Gemara in Achayvel, later on in Bava Kama, that Peches Amud Aleph brings down that an isha, a woman, is possible, is not accepted to be a witness. So if she cannot be a witness, she likewise cannot be a judge. She cannot be a dayan. And therefore, asks Tosfos, how can you say that the pasuk is generally telling us that man and woman are similar as far as keeping all the laws, if the same pasuk is referring to a dayan, and we know that isha cannot be a dayan? Tosfos in Bava Kama and in Nida both say two terutzim. The first terutz Tosfos says is that the Gemara in Nida that says that only people who are accepted to be a witness can also be dayan is only referring to men. That statement is referring to any man that can be a witness can be a dayan. However, women, although they cannot be witnesses, they still can, yes, be a dayan, which is a tremendous chiddush, Tosfos says. Tosfos shita, the first teretz is that a woman is allowed to be a dayan. Tosfos in the second teretz says no. That Inami, Tosfos in Nida says, Nehi debinidoinim have isha b'chlal, mikol makom b'dayonim eina isha b'chlal. This pasuk of Eila Meshpatim that the Gemara says both man and woman are alike, and both man and woman are commanded to adhere to all these Meshpatim, is only talking about the people who are nidoinim, people who are being judged. But the judges, man and woman, are not alike, and the Tosfos in the second teretz hold that Isha is possible to be a dayan. The Mechaber and Simon Zion and all the Paiskim, the Pet Echot, all hold like Tosfos in the second teretz. Most Rishonim say for a Dover Pashut, Isha Psula Lodun. Isha, a woman, is not Psula Lodun, and Derech Agav. Parenthetically, I'd like to just add that the Birkei Yosef brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva says a very interesting halacha, that although a Isha, we Paskin, halacha l'maisa, cannot be a dayan, cannot be a judge. However, a Isha Chachama, a woman who is a learned woman, who went to the finest of seminaries and really paid attention and took notes and studied the halachas, a a woman is allowed to paskin a halacha of Yerideya, although she cannot be a dayan, but she could paskin a shayla, a halacha. There are many women who are very learned, and especially women who are married to big poiskim. A lot of times, many of the same questions come their way, and some women have the qualification that they are allowed to paskin shaylas. Most women today obviously don't, although I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and I was waiting online. A very interesting scene that I saw was there was a woman also waiting online. She was sitting down, and she had opened a very alumnish sefer. She was open to a tour with Beis Yosef, and she was shuffling back and forth and studying halacha, which most people who saw the scene found it to be ironic. However, Isha Chachama can be Ma'ira Hiro. But getting back to our subject, there are seven qualifications that are necessary for a dayan. The Rambam and the Mechaber brings them down in Sif Yud Aleph. The seven qualifications that are necessary to be a dayan: one is a Chachama, one is that the dayan has to have Chochman, and a Nivus. The dayan has to be modest, Yira, he has the fear of Hashem, Sinas Mamon, has to hate money, monetary values, Ahavas Emes, he has to love the truth, Ahavas Abrias, love all of humanity, and finally the Rambam says he has to have a Shem Tov, a good name, in a good standing and a good name in Klal Yisrael. The Pesachei Teshuva brings down that these seven things, although they are very important for a dayan to have, but they are not liyakuvo. He brings a Knesset Yehuda that says that they are liyakuvo, but he brings also the Tshuvas Birkei Yosef that explains that the only time these seven qualifications are prerequisites to dayanus is only if there are other people there are people in the city who have all of these qualifications, then to take somebody who does not have the qualifications would be considered li'ikuvah, and it's a prerequisite. However, if no one in the city has these seven qualifications, then one may take one who does not have all these seven qualifications. The Chazon Ish says that even though these seven qualifications are not li'ikuvah, they are not prerequisites. However, if somebody is not a chacham, just the opposite, he's a tippish, he has no chacham at all, or if he's not an onav, he's a balgaiva. That means the fact that these seven qualifications are not likuvah is merely that you don't need to have an extra special dose of chachma, or a special dose of anav or yira, etc. But if somebody who's the opposite, he's not a chacham, rather he's a tippish, he's not an onav, rather, he is a balgaiva. He has no year at all. He loves money. He hates the Brias. He hates Emes, etc. He has a bad name. He would be taka apostle dying. Now, all these qualifications and the qualifications of being a man are all not so negayah today. Because today, when we come to Besdin, there's a institution called Kibbul Alayu. You come to Beis Din and you accept upon yourself the jurisdiction of this specific Beis Din. So even if the Beis Din is not qualified 100% to be a Beis Din, but if you sign an arbitration agreement called the Shtar Beirus, that acceptance of the Dayanim, and you make a proper Kinyan, you lift up a handkerchief and you make a Kinyan Sudar, so that qualifies any Dayan. Some Dayanim, the only difference between a dayan who's posel and a dayan who's kosher is if you need a kinyan. The halacha is that if you come in front of a set of three dayanim, as long as they're not psulim, or if they don't have what's called tarti l'reisa, we'll get to that in a few minutes, what the tarti l'reisa means. Tarti l'reisa means that they have two negativities about them. For example, we know you need three dayanim. So if you have one dayan, that's a problem. But if you come in front of one dayan and you accept his jurisdiction, you accept his chavas das, and you sign a paper, that's okay. But if that dayan is not only one, but he's also pasul, he's a relative, or he's like the Chazon Ish says, he's a balgaiva, or he's a tippish, so then coming in front of him and adjudicating in front of him would not be enough, but rather we paskin, there are more paskins that you need tartil reyesa. You need, when you have tartil reyesa, you need a kinyan. You need to accept his jurisdiction, not by just merely sitting in front of him, but rather you need to lift up a handkerchief and make a valid method of acquisition, effecting his, accepting upon yourself his jurisdiction. So, depending on whether a woman would be considered hustle or kosher would depend, would all, the only nafkamina would be if you need to make a kinyan. However, there is a case where this kibbal alayhu does not help at all. This coming in front of the bezdin or even lifting up a handkerchief would not help you, and therefore, in this specific case, which we'll get to, a person, the dayanim, have to be 100% valid and kosher dayanim. And that is, of course, the institution of making a ger. Even in today's day and age, when we don't have dayan and mumchim, we have a, what's called shlichusayu kravdina. We act, dayanim act as messengers from previous generations, and therefore there are, we do have the samchut, we do have jurisdiction to create a ger, to take a person who's a non-Jew and make him into a Jew. And that has to be done. It's a two-step process. There's something called Kabbalas HaMitzvos, which is a machlekes, how intricate it must be. But you have to, the ger, the non-Jew, has to accept upon himself the mitzvos, and he also needs a tefillah. For this tefillah and this Kabbalas HaMitzvos, there's a big machlekes in the pesukim exactly how much of a bezdin is needed and for which steps of this process the bezdin is needed. But everybody agrees, or almost always, so we paskin, that when a person wants to become a Jew, he must do it in front of three people, and three people, these three dayanim, have to see it. And if they don't see it, he's not a ger. They have to be there and see it. Now we mentioned that one of these steps is tevila. One of these steps is going into the mikvah, which presents obviously a big problem and a big issue when there's a woman who needs to be a ger. Who needed to become a ger, there's a matter of tznius. Every single bezdin has their own method of exactly how much the dayanim have to see. There's a lot of different ways, there's different shitas of exactly how this tefillah takes place to make sure that we adhere to the three tremendous inyanim and concepts going on at one time. There's the concept of becoming a ger, that the bezdin has to see the tefillah. There's the concept of tznius, that the bezdin, on the other hand, have a problem that they can't see the tefillah 100%. There's different shittas, and there's also the inyan of chatzitza. If a woman were to go into the mikvah with clothes on, there'll be an inyan of chatzitza. Now these three inyanim don't work with each other. In other words, something has to give. If the dayanim have to see the geirus for it to be a geirus, and it's not acceptable for the dayanim to watch the tefillah, so either they have to see less, or the woman has to have some type of garment on in order for the tefillah to be acceptable. The simplest eitzah would be to just get three women to watch the tefillah. If we were paskin like the Teretz and Tosfos, that a woman is acceptable to be a judge, so even though normally we do everything possible to have to be choshish for the shita that a woman is not a kosher dayan, but for geiris maybe this would be acceptable. Then of course that's not true. Of course we paskin, like we mentioned before, that a woman is possible to be a dayan, and therefore unfortunately this eitzah would not be acceptable. And each bezdin has their own special way as to how, which one of the three inyanim they want to minimize on to make sure it's kosher. There's different shitas. Rabbi Yashiv has a mahalach. The different batidinim all over Eretz Yisrael and America have their own way as to how the dayanim go about watching the tefillah. But unfortunately, this idea of a woman being a dayan is not acceptable. That would be an easy way out. So until now, we've spoken about lechatchila what the best thing is the best way to go about using which dayanim are necessary for mamonis and which dayanim are necessary for geirus. Obviously, we said that geirus needs a higher level of dayan because we don't have the concept of kibbal alai, of acceptance. When in dinei mamonis, when a person comes to bezdin, they accept upon themselves, the two party accept upon themselves the jurisdiction. That itself validates the dayanim and gives them the koyach and the jurisdiction to adjudicate the case. However, in geirus we don't have such a concept, and therefore in geirus, if the person is not considered 100% acceptable dayan, the geirus is not valid, and therefore a geirus that's done, if the tefillah were to be done in front of three women, which would help the tzniyus issue, it would take away the problem of tzniyus, and it would take away the problem of chatzitza. But there's a problem that there's no bezdin, there would be no geiris, and therefore it has to be done with men, and some hold to do it in a robe in a specific way, that there shouldn't be a problem of tznius, and a certain type of beggar, that there won't be also a problem of chatzitza. But they didn't do it in many various ways to make sure that there's no problem of tznius. However, the main factor, what's negeya to our inyan here, is that it must be done in front of three men. Now let's talk about the other end of the spectrum. Of course, when we accept somebody into the faith, we accept a ger, and we do it, we want to do it the right way. If it's not done correctly, she remains a goy, and her children are goyim, and it creates big problems. Therefore, we have to make sure it's done correctly. However, so therefore, of course, we will never do a geris in front of a woman, in front of three women. The question is, let's say it's done in front of three women, does it have any validity? So, what's the big deal? Even if it does not have validity, just go ahead and do it again. Do it again until you make sure you do it right. The question was posed to the Minchas Yitzchok in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, in Chelek Aleph, to Dayan Weiss, who was in the Badatz in Yerushalayim for many years. And the question, I'll read the question as follows. Ish echad bekali adas, there was a person who didn't care much about Torah and Mitzvahs. He was a kaladas. He was a fryer mensch. Nasa isha v'chupa v'kiddushin kedas. He went ahead and he married a Jewish woman, even though he was not such a firm person, firm guy. But he married somebody with a 100% legitimate chuppah and kedushin, and they were husband and wife. And then one day he went back to his old ways. V'ozav oisa b'li get. He went and he left. He left her without a get, and he didn't want in any shape or form to give her a get. And she wanted to be ma'agin her, and to make sure she stayed in aguna. He wanted to punish her. And the bezdin was racking their brains. Exactly, what can we do? How can we help this woman? After his chakus amuhusay, when we did research, nizvada ki imay haisa nachris, it was told to us that his mother, this man's mother, was once a goy, and his gaira etzel mandahu, and he became a ger in front of some group of people, and he says parenthetically kasha shchiach pami oz geri arayas keelu. Shabol is gayer. It's very shchiach in our times that people come to become gayrim because they want to marry somebody. They don't really have any intention of becoming Jewish. Bezdin machmas ruusam she'en kavanosam l'shmayim loyotzul kabam. They went to a bezdin. The bezdin did not want to accept them into the faith, and therefore they went to some other rabbis and they gave them a nice fat donation, and based on that, these rabbis accepted him into the faith. I don't even know if his rabbis were men or women, but we'll see in a minute the nafkamina. So the Bezdin Yerushalayim wanted to be matir this lady, this aguna, with the following argument. Since this person, this husband, her mother was only a ger, only became Jewish through people who are really possible to be dayonim. So therefore, if her geirus is really not a geirus, therefore, this husband is not really Jewish. So if he's not Jewish, then this person doesn't need a get. And the question is, and he brings a chemda shloima from the previous generations, a famous Tshuva Sefer, that has a similar question in regards to three women. If a person becomes a ger in front of three women, we said, of course, it's possible. But we have Shitas Toisvitz. Toisvitz and Baba Kama Daf Tzvav and Aleph holds that a woman is a kosher to be a dayan. So if that's the case, that a woman is kosher to be a dayan, so do we have to be chayshish that the geris is a good geris because of Toisvitz? So normally we just do it again. But in this case, her being Jewish has repercussions to her children. Her son, is her son Jewish or not? Was her son's marriage a marriage or not? So do we say that even though we paskin that Isha is not kosher lo, and therefore you have to do it again, but do we have to be chayshish that maybe the geris is a good geris, even if it's done in front of three women, says the Chemda Shloimeh. Three women, like we mentioned earlier, went to the mikveh and saw her do a tefillah, and saw her communicate kawa mitzvahs. So we throw out the geris, we say the geris is no good, but what happens if that woman goes ahead and marries and has a child? Is that child a Jew or not? So let him do another geris. Right. But what happens if he gets married and he ties up a woman? Can we say that the geris is null and void and not worth anything, and therefore the woman is free to go without a get? Or do we have to be chayshish for the tzad that maybe a woman's woman is a dayan? Like Tosha says by Yosef Nadav and Daf Tezvav in Baba Kama, maybe a woman's geris, maybe a woman is a dayan, and therefore a geris is a geris, and therefore her son is a Jew, and therefore the marriage is a marriage, and therefore the woman would be locked up and tied up until she gets this get. And the Minchas Yitzchok says, he passes Alok Lamaisa, he brings down the Chanda Shloimeh that says that Amy writes a loyma loy isur loy heter. I don't want to pass in the shadow one way or the other. Afim loy hoya eitzo hakabolas a mitzvah tfilo rak isha achas. That there is a strong possibility that even if there's one woman there by the tefillah, that would be enough of a geirus, and we have to be choshish for those shitas, and therefore, unfortunately, the Minchas Yitzchok was not able to untie the knot of this aguna, and therefore, we have to find other ways, other tachbulas to try our hardest to get this woman free.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.